I'm Henry Kronqvist, and I'm the Dean of the Arduous College of Business and Economics at Chapman University in Southern California. And today we're very excited to be able to talk to Alexandra Yonan. And she's a class of 2019 from Chapman, and she's working for her family business.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tori Nguyen. I'm the class of 2026, and I'm your Arduous College of Business and Economics Senator. And we are so glad to have Alexandra with us today. Alex, your first question of the day is, students are usually trying to find their place all over Chapman. Is there a club or an organization or even a class at Chapman that helped shape your career?
I wasn't particularly involved in any clubs while at Chapman, but I do remember one class that I specifically took at Chapman with Professor Marshall Toplansky. It was marketing analytics. And my first 3 years at Chapman, I didn't really know exactly what field I wanted to go into. I was a business major. I actually had a law minor. So I was originally planning on doing something in the entertainment law industry. And then over the course of 3 years, I was taking different classes that the business major required. I ended up taking a marketing class, like a few marketing classes, and then doing a marketing emphasis. And then that one class that I took with Professor Toplansky turned out to be really great for me because I felt like it really excited me to just kind of analyze the different consumers, see what they want. You know, something simple like sending a follow-up email to a customer can generate an extra sale, or analyzing a certain demographic to create a campaign specifically for that demographic. You know, these different campaigns, I realized that you can really make a difference with your sales, with your marketing efforts. And so that was one class that I really enjoyed. And then it made me really want to take a career in marketing instead.
That's great. Thanks for sharing that. You know, so you're a marketing and branding expert. And yeah, your family's business has a lot of different products, and you're overseeing all the marketing and branding. So for our students that want to go into marketing and branding, what would be some of your advice for them in terms of what they should do to best prepare?
I think just learning how to adapt is a really great tool to have when entering the marketing field. You have to learn how to stay up to date with the newest trends, current with what the customers demand and what they want. So that's been something really fun, and it may not always be your opinion, but really taking a look at what the people want, what they ask for, and then giving that to them. So I think that's a really great tool. And then, yeah, just having a passion for whatever you're marketing is another great idea. You have to believe in it. You have to believe in the product or whatever you're selling. So for me, I work for a family company. So we own a few different brands. So we have a luxury cigar brand. We have a few luxury wine companies and a few luxury hotels. And so we've centered them all around the same consistent theme of providing luxury to everybody. So we really go the extra mile of providing that quality, and we stay consistent and true to that. So we don't fluctuate over time. If a trend comes along, we don't just totally change our vision. So we stay true to our vision, but we are still able to adapt to the different times, the different technologies, what people want, what's trending. And so we really believe in our product because we stay consistent with it. And we're able to cross-market that they're all the same, part of the same family. So I think that's a really great tool.
That's really great. I like the fact that you stick to your brand. It's really important to market it that way as well. So can you tell us a little bit about your background before you jumped into this company? What internships did you have? How did you get those internships? A lot of people in my class and at Chapman in itself are digging for internships. So maybe you can give us some advice.
I think just being like aggressive and persistent and applying to as many internships as you can and networking with the professors that you have at Chapman is a great tool. Professor Toplansky, I remember, helped me a lot. I met with him a few times and he gave me connections, and I ended up getting a marketing job because of that through LinkedIn. I just was messaging them consistently. Then they said, we have a job opening. They called me one day, can you start Monday? So you can get like 50 rejections, but if you just stay persistent, you'll get one. And I really enjoyed working there. It was a good learning experience for me, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. So when I graduated, they offered me another job and I was going to take it just to kind of transition. And I remember my father sat me down and he said that he had just bought his cigar brand and there was a huge opportunity for me to go and market that because he needed somebody to do that. And so he was in the position of shifting his company from a commercial real estate company to a private equity company, where instead of just having real estate, it was going into hotels, wine, cigars, and so forth. And so he said, I would really love if you came and worked for me and helped out and learned what I have to teach. And so I thought it'd be a great opportunity. So I took it. And for the last like 4 years now, I have been really growing my role in the company and growing our brands across the world. So now our liquor, our cigars are all available globally. And then I also help the management of the marketing for the hotels. And we own about 9 different castle hotels all throughout Europe, where it's very boutique, luxury, high-end service. So you could have a butler serving you, but you could also order room service. So that's another thing that we do with staying true to ourselves, is that we always try to differentiate ourselves and offer something that's not being done before. So we felt there was these outdated castle hotels in Europe where every time we went in, we wanted to stay there, it was, you know, like an outdated shower, or the kitchen closed at 10 p.m. or you couldn't order this or that. So we really wanted to offer that environment, that authentic feeling, but high-end service where you could be served till 4 a.m. or we have a full service bar at our poolside. We have a spa, we have golf courses and country clubs. We have full gyms at our properties. So we just try to differentiate ourselves in whatever marketplace we're entering by really offering something not being done and the best of the best.
I feel, Alexandra, now I'm ready for a vacation at one of the castles. I can definitely see myself enjoying that. So you were sort of fortunate that your father had invested in this cigar brand and then you were graduating from Chapman. So that created an amazing opportunity. Can you tell us and our listener a little bit about maybe one project that where you were driving, some specifics of a project that you were driving, and, you know, what were the goals and how did you approach it?
I think the biggest project with my marketing for the brand has been when we first acquired the brand. It was a very boutique brand, only available in Europe and like the Middle East. So only high-end kings and princes could buy it. It was very exclusive. So my father had the chance of trying it and he loved it so much, but it was not easy to buy. So he looked more into it and he's like, I'm just going to buy the whole company, you know, so that way I can have a lifetime supply of it. And so when he bought the company, everything was based from being in Europe, from the prices to the box counts. They put 25 sticks instead of 20, which is done in the US. The labeling, the SKUs, the names, just so many things were obviously centered to being Europe and the Middle East. So when we acquired the company, we had to totally revamp everything. So we cut a ton of blends, like a ton of cigars from our product line. We redid all of our product packaging to be more US friendly. Before they were these like acrylic boxes, and now they are these open lid cedar boxes. Way more expensive, by the way, but we think it's beautiful. And we redid the bands on the cigars. So before it was one band in Europe, and now we have two, which is more common practices here. So just everything. I remember we had to rewrite all the product descriptions. We had to rename some of them. It was just so much work in the beginning of acquiring the company. And we really had to see the response it was getting in the US market by bringing it here. So a lot of trial, a lot of error, and we've just learned to adapt with what the people want. So now I feel like our product is considered as the brand where I compare it to Drunk Elephant. I'm sure Tori knows, she's into the beauty, but they just have a huge product line, like in the beauty sector, probably over 50 different products, very fun packaging, considered high end. The price point is very high. And then they have a product for everything, hair, nails, lips, whatever. So we're the cigar brand where before everyone was doing it the same. It was the same outdated brown packaging, the same cigar sizes, all the same. So we came in, we made larger ring gauges. And people at first thought, that's funny, they're fat cigars. But we said, no, we're giving you more tobacco. It's more flavor. We did the fun packaging, the fun colors. So just kind of bringing the brand to the US, having to revamp all of that has been a lot of fun. And learning the industry has been fun. I'm not a cigar smoker, so I've learned a lot about it and what people want. And just seeing the brand grow has been really cool from the ground up in the US and now around the world, honestly. So
that's great to hear. I'm so intrigued by the fact that you can market a product without even using it, which shows just go your skill and everything like that. So for the last question, can you tell us, what does it take to build a company from the ground up? I guess since you're such a first perspective from your father, maybe you can say how you hire employees, a strong passion, how the operations work within the company in itself.
Another huge learning process that we've gone through, lots of trial and error. I think getting a good team is very important, hiring slowly, but more effectively rather than bringing in a ton of people at once, training people to provide the level of service you want. I remember for like the first 2 years of the company's inception in the US, I was personally taking all of the customer phone calls in the office. I was personally packaging orders because I didn't trust bringing in someone yet to match like that level of quality I was offering in the detail. So it does take a lot of work building, putting into place systems where you can scale the company, where you can bring in other people to take over other jobs that you were once doing so that you can scale it where it's at a way bigger level. So that has been a learning curve, but we've brought people in slowly that we've trained the right way. So I really recommend that. And then just learning to adapt, you know, you're always going to go through obstacles. And we always say here that we talk about the solution 99% of the time and the problem just 1% of the time, because there's always a solution. So not freaking out and letting one problem take you off the course of your vision, because you're going to go through a lot of that when starting a company, and just remaining positive and true to your vision. Like I said, never, and a lot of the time you see brands get confused when trends happen and they want to be cool. So then they kind of follow the trend and then it like doesn't match their vision, you know? So just always staying true to your vision and following that, I think, is important.
That's great. I think this was really a jam-packed session here where we learned a lot. We were talking to Alexandra Yonan today, class of 2019 from Chapman, who is an up-and-coming marketing executive with her family business. And we really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. And we wish you a lot of success in the future as well.
Thank you for the opportunity. And I had the best time at Chapman. So I really recommend it to anybody. It's a great opportunity to learn and to set you on the course that you want to go through in life.
Great. Thank you so much. Hi there. Dean Henrik Kronqvist here. Before we go, I want to give a very special thanks to Chapman University alumni and MBA, Caroline Reebok, who produces this podcast, and Arduous alumni, Lauren Belzer, who is our social media and communications manager. If you want to watch this conversation on YouTube, we'll include the link in the description of this episode. You can also keep up with us on social media at Chapman Arduous. New episodes of the Campus to Career series air every month. We've got a lot of great talks coming soon, so be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this now. See you next time.